and I landed on the ground. And luckily, I didn't have a head injury, and I thought two things. One, what have I done? And two, I can't feel my legs. And I knew my life at that point had changed forever. You know, I've had lots of injuries in my sports career, and I'm sure all of our listeners have as well. And they're not great and whatnot, but this was different. And I knew it right away because I had dislocated my spine, broke 9 vertebrae, along with a bunch of other injuries, lacerating my kidney, puncturing my lung, breaking 11 ribs, and breaking my scapula clean across. After my neurosurgery, I was lying in the hospital bed in ICU, and I wasn't really worried about the fact that, you know, I can't feel my legs. Am I ever going to walk again? It was more like, I got to get out of this and survive.
That was Robert McDonald, and this is the story of Team I Will on the Pacing and Racing podcast. Hey guys, welcome back and welcome to the first time listeners. My name is Steven Langenhausen. I'm the host of Pace and Racing Podcast. And on this podcast, we are working alongside the Toronto Triathlon Festival to share another amazing episode in the Life Well Lived podcast series presented by Raymond James. Now today we are joined by Robert McDonald, who is the founder of Team I Will, and Julia Glynn, a member of Team I Will, and they both bring forward an incredible story of motivation, grit, and determination. Now, Robert was vacationing in Mexico back in 2012 when he lost his footing and fell 31 feet off his third floor balcony, leaving him with 9 broken vertebrae, a dislocated spine, 11 broken ribs, a broken scapula, a punctured lung, a lacerated kidney, and no sensation below his waist. The doctors gave Robert a 5% chance of ever walking again. 2 years later, he completed a half marathon, and 3 years later, he competed his first full marathon. And out of hope to inspire others, he helped found Team I Will, which is a community of people who have come together to break barriers and support one another through sport. Not only does Team I Will support the surrounding community through inspiration, it also raises money for the Toronto Rehab Foundation, the largest rehabilitation hospital in the world, to help those who need love and support through their recoveries. Now, Team I Will started with one person and one tragedy and has since evolved into a team of over 900 members strong. And in 2019, they had over 30 triathletes compete at the Toronto Triathlon Festival and aim to have more at the next TTF race and raise a goal of $25,000 at the event. Team I Will member Julia Glynn joins us as well to make this story full circle. To hear Robert talk about his vision and to hear Julia's story and how this team has made an impact for her is absolutely incredible. And because now Julia is out there amplifying Robert's vision and supporting a cause close to her, all while doing what she loves, and that is triathlon. Now, Julia was at the Toronto Triathlon Festival presented by Raymond James in 2019, so we also get to hear her experiences around this event and what inspires her to keep coming back year after year. Now, let's hear their stories. Let's get into it. So, Robert and Julia, what's going on? How are you two doing?
Awesome. Great. Happy Thursday.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm super happy to have you both on. Now, I'm happy to be chatting with you guys here on a topic that's super, super inspirational and important. And I love the cause you guys are actually working towards and raising the awareness for. So, I mean, before we get into all of it, Julia, let's start with you here and let's hear a little bit about your backstory. Like, where are you from and what led you into triathlon?
Yeah, so I'm Toronto born and raised, and growing up kind of through, I'd say, grade school and into university, I've always done distance sports, whether that's cross country running. I did some track and field, some rowing, and coming out of university, doing all those kind of organized sports, I was kind of like, okay, what's next? I like running, but it's not my main thing. And I wanted to try something new and challenging that was a little bit out of the box, if you will. So I kind of was just Googling around and found that less than 1% of Canadians do triathlons, and was pretty drawn to that, and pretty much signed up for a triathlon in January. Like, I made the decision to sign up in January, having never done one, for one that was happening in June, and was just hooked from there.
Amazing. So that's actually funny. And it's a similar story to probably a lot of listeners, including myself as well, right? Like there was no one kind of led us into the sport of triathlon. It's just, it intrigues certain people. So it's awesome to hear that's how it kind of led to your journey on triathlon. And now currently today, I guess you're a marketer with Moosehead and Twisted Tea, which I must say, I was quite jealous to read that. That's, I think that's pretty spiritual, right?
Yeah.
Now, aside from that, you're also a ride instructor with Sweat and Tonic in Toronto. So sort of explain what that's like. And it looks like a really cool place. And I'm sure that helps quite a bit with triathlon, right?
Totally. So it's pretty funny, full circle. So, you know, just over 2 years ago now, when I decided to do my first triathlon, it was winter. And I was thinking, oh, geez, I need to do something to train on a bike. At that point, I didn't even own a bike. So indoor cycling classes seemed like a natural fit. I'd actually never done one. And I lived around King and Spadina at the time. So I walked by Quad, which was the first spin studio I ever went to, and just fell in love with indoor cycling. Started teaching there because I went to the classes all the time. And it was there that I met our friend and co-committee member, Cam, who actually brought me on to Team I Will. Funny story. And then I basically got recruited to join Sweat and Tonic, which is a new gym that opened in November of 2019. So I teach 5 classes a week there of indoor cycling on top of, yeah, like you said, marketing here at Moosehead Breweries.
Awesome. Well, hey, that sounds like you have a pretty good setup there going on. And the fact that you're able to do that and motivate people to work out while you're getting your own training in, I think that's a win-win. So awesome. I love to hear stories like that. So for your triathlon journey right now, what sort of racing have you been doing lately? Are you doing the sprints and Olympics just around the GTA, or are you doing some Ironman stuff?
Yeah, so to date, I've done, I'd say, between 5 and 10 Olympics. I'm actually signed up to do my first half Ironman in May. So I'll be going down with my older brother in Connecticut to do that May 31st. Pretty nervous and excited, probably in equal parts.
Awesome. No, that's actually really cool. So I was looking at the Connecticut race too. There's that one and there was one in Tennessee. They're both around the May period. It's hemming and hawing between both of them. So that's actually interesting that you're going to Connecticut. So awesome. We wish you nothing but the best of luck for that one. And before we move on to Rob's story here, let's talk about your story that led you into Team I Will. You mentioned you had a buddy that kind of recommended this the team to you.
Yeah, so it was one of my riders. His name's Cam Scott. He came to my spin classes at Quad, and I guess just because of my athletic background, thought I'd be a natural fit for Team I Will. And I might have mentioned how I was training for triathlons, and knowing that Team I Will does a lot of triathlons, he said, you know, he told me about the sort of community and that I would be a great fit if I was interested in joining, whether that was as like a member just kind of for training and more the social side of things, or if I actually wanted to join one of the committees and be a part of one of our like major initiatives between our 7% off or, you know, the marathon group there. So I kind of just dove head first right in because, I mean, to me, what Team I Will represents really is 3 things. I was thinking about this morning. It comes down to community, philanthropy, and inspiration. So I think the nature of our sport of triathlon, it's so individual, and we definitely love that from the competitive side. But it's a pretty natural, you know, human inclination to want that sort of social connection and community. And to have a community of runners and experienced cyclists and people to get, you know, kind of coaching with and all that, I was super drawn to meeting people who could provide that community for us. And, you know, the arm of philanthropy, fundraising, and Rob's story, honestly, such great inspiration. So yeah, it was just a natural fit. And I'd say I like dove in head first at the opportunity once I heard about it.
Excellent. No, that's actually really cool to hear that. And yeah, as I always mention to people too, that everyone thinks a triathlon is just a solo sport because it's an individual sport when you sign up for it, but it's the community around it is what makes it so addicting to so many people to stick with it for so many years, despite all the training that's involved with it. So love to hear that. And now, Robert, let's sort of speak on your story here because that helps us paint a picture of Team I Will. So now I've talked with a lot of people about their stories of struggles and triumphs on this show, but I would say out of all the interviews I've probably done, this has probably been the most impactful. So what's the story that ultimately created the vision of Team I Will?
Well, it's not a short one, but you know, to give you and the listeners a little bit of an idea of, you know, how this all started, it, you know, one of the big things, and I think it's a quote on our website, is, you know, Team I Will wasn't planned. It just sort of happened. To take you into how it happened, I can give you a quick recap of about 7.5 years ago. I was on vacation and with some friends in December in Mexico, and I made a decision that would change my life forever. Instead of going back 15 minutes to get a key for my hotel room, I decided to climb up 3 stories to go through the balcony door that was open. I climbed up the first floor. I climbed up the second floor. I climbed up the third floor. I was on my balcony when I was just pulling up my weight. And from a old rugby and hockey injury of my shoulder, I dislocated my shoulder and I fell back 30 feet.
Jeez.
I landed on the ground. Luckily, I didn't have a head injury. And I thought 2 things. One, what have I done? And 2, I can't feel my legs. And I knew my life at that point had changed forever. You know, I've had lots of injuries in my sports career, and I'm sure all of our listeners have as well. And they're not great and whatnot, but this was different, and I knew it right away. So luckily I had good friends there, good health insurance. I signed a waiver that would take me back to Toronto from Mexico by private plane. It would have cost me $40,000 if I didn't have insurance. But I did get back safe and sound. And when I arrived at St. Michael's Hospital, I had neurosurgery immediately there. Why did I have neurosurgery? Because I had dislocated my spine, broke 9 vertebrae, along with a bunch of other injuries, lacerating my kidney, puncturing my lung, breaking 11 ribs, and breaking my scapula clean across. After my neurosurgery, I was lying in the hospital bed in ICU, and I wasn't really worried about the fact that, you know, I can't feel my legs. Am I ever going to walk again? It was more like, you know, I gotta get out of this and survive. And, you know, I would be pushed through to that, and I would move over from ICU to trauma. And trauma, I, you know, was sort of starting to recover from a life perspective. And at that point, something happened where I had a little twitch in one of my toes on my right foot. It was actually my big toe. And, you know, I was like, oh my gosh. And I couldn't do it again, but it just felt like an opportunity. And, you know, from there on, it would be uphill for me. It would be a struggle and a fight. And I would stay 5 weeks in St. Michael's Hospital, moving through their ICU and trauma. And then I'd be transported over to Toronto Rehab Foundation or Toronto Rehab Hospitals, Lyndhurst Spinal Cord Rehabilitation Center, Canada's largest. And my journey to get back on my feet would start. I was wheeled in there by ambulance, and I would begin 5 hours of physiotherapy every day with their spinal cord rehabilitation therapists. And I would stand for the first time there, assisted with a physiotherapist. I would take my first steps there. And really, what my motto was came from something I don't even know really at the end of the day, but I was sitting in a hospital room, and it was actually a day like today, which is beautiful blue sky out. And I was lying in my bed. I couldn't walk. I couldn't move. And I was looking at the whiteboard in the hospital room that says your blood pressure and all your nurse's name and everything like that. And I just asked the nurse to wipe it off. I said, I don't need to see that anymore. Can you write I will on there? And I will meant to me that I will get out of this hospital. I will walk one day. And my I will would change as I would progress through my recovery. But one thing stayed consistent was every morning I would look at that. And every night before bed, I would look at that. And it meant to me that I will continue forward. I'll keep positive. I will get myself out of this situation that I had put myself in. So I would, about 4 months after being in hospital, I would walk out with assisted devices to go home. And then I would spend another 9 months as an outpatient at Toronto Rehab. And then I would begin my physiotherapy journey on my own. And at that point, you know, I didn't know what my life would be like, but I was at least walking now. I could walk probably 500 meters without, you know, standing and moving. And then I'd have to stop and take rest and whatnot. But I was out of the hospital. I was walking again. And I didn't know this at this point. I actually didn't learn this until about a year after my accident, when I did a presentation with my neurosurgeon, that my odds of recovery were less than 5% to ever walk again.
Wow.
And, you know, I look at that as something I'm glad kind of I didn't know, but also the fact that I had this mantra that I looked at every morning and every night, and continued to do till this day, that would push me through it and push me through a lot of hard times and a lot of difficulty. And in understanding spinal cord injury is something that, honestly, I've dealt with for 7.5 years, and I still really don't understand it. But it's not like healing a broken bone. There's so many things that go into it. I actually had a meeting with my neurosurgeon a couple weeks ago, and he said fixing a spinal cord that's been damaged is like putting every cell phone in Canada, taking them all, dropping them, and trying to reorganize whose cell phone is whose.
Jeez.
And it just, it's not something that is easily done, and that's why there's not really a cure for it. Luckily, my spinal cord wasn't severed, which means you do have not have a chance of walking again. It was just damaged and pinched, so that a lot of the electrodes that go through were severely damaged, but I was able to work on them and have workarounds within my spinal cord. So that's sort of my journey of I will, but it would continue on from there. When one day I walked into my physiotherapist room and I said, I want to run again. And he kind of looked at me like, are you nuts? And I think there might have been another word in there before nuts that started with an F. But yeah, I said, yes, I am nuts. You know, I need a goal and I need something to work towards. And he said, all right, well, you know, I don't know how much I recommend this, but I agree, you should have a goal. And so I set off to try to run, walk a half marathon. I started training for that, and it was slow. It was boring because I could really only run slash walk about 500 meters to a kilometer at the start. So I called on my friends, I called on my family and said, you know, hey, come do this with me. Come train. You know, I think, you know, if I'm doing it, you guys should come and help out. And through that point, this was in 2015, we had 75 people come out and raise money to give back to Toronto Rehab and also to complete their goal of a half marathon, full marathon, or 5K. And we crossed the finish line as a team, I was successful in completing that half marathon. That would start a whole new journey for me personally, but also I will became Team I Will. And we did raise $73,000 that year, and I accomplished my personal goal. But what came from it that I was unexpected and I did not plan, as I said earlier in this conversation, was that all these people that decided to come and support me and get outside of their comfort zones to challenge themselves to do something that they may have, may not have done, I saw them accomplish something and see how proud of themselves they were. And that was the real thing that sparked something inside of me and really sent Team I Will on a new path. And, you know, the marathon has been our marquee event for the last 5 years, having hundreds and hundreds of people run with Team I Will shirts in all distances and cross the line and raise money and accomplish their goals. You know, that's kind of where we are now. And that then spawned on more events for us and other things that we're doing, which is, you know, we have a boot camp every year to get people trying their first fitness boot camp. We have a gala to celebrate and have fun and take away from a little bit of the fitness that we all do all the time. And then, of course, last year we started a triathlon team and competed in the Toronto Triathlon Festival with 35 triathletes, as I would say, crossing the line together as a team that day. And one thing that, you know, I think is important is that I noticed in running, when doing all these races that I started to do, and I'm sure you guys have done them all, is that in running, charity kind of goes hand in hand with running. But in all the triathlons that I've now completed, which is over 20 Olympics and sprints and all those, there's not a huge charity or philanthropy component. And I got to meeting Jeff at the Toronto Triathlon Festival, and he and I came to a meeting of the minds of that, you know, triathlon really should have more philanthropy. And I say that, you know, if you can have all this great equipment and all the things that it does take to do a triathlon, you know, rounding up some donations to give back to a community that, you know, we ride, we swim, and we bike through is something that I think each one of us are very, very capable of doing. And so our goal as Team I Will this year is to fundraise for the Toronto Triathlon Festival for Team I Will, and you know, start to spur on that movement. Of course, we would love that if you fundraised and helped with us, but giving back to any cause I think is super worthy, and we want to see that action or a snowball effect take place starting at the Toronto Triathlon Festival.
Absolutely. So first off, there's so many things I want to touch base on there, because that story is absolutely inspiring. And thanks so much for sharing that with us. And now, first off, I want to kind of highlight the 5% where you were, you know, given the 5% chance to ever walk again. I think that's an incredible story in itself and a big feat to overcome, right? And I think if any listener can resonate, whether they've had an injury that's setting them back or an illness that's setting them back too, right? That, you know, sometimes even though the odds are stacked against you, that the body can do such incredible things. And if you just, you know, set up a mantra like you did with I Will, and, you know, you have a right support team and the right attitude, I think it can really take you a long way, which I love to hear this story that you have, and hopefully that can translate to other people and inspire them to overcome those dark moments. Because I'm sure throughout that, I know you were definitely optimistic and hopeful, but I'm sure you obviously went through some hard days, right? So, you know, to have something optimistic like the mantra I Will, I think that's really cool to hear, and I'm sure that got you through some tough times. So I just want to pass it on to listeners that if that can resonate with them or some of their family members in any way, and, you know, joining it up with a team like Team I Will, even if your story isn't directly impacted by this, but if you have a relative or a loved one or a friend that would be impacted by this, I think that's another, bringing back to the whole charity thing in triathlon, I think, you know, doing it for someone else, I think that's really huge. And you hit the nail on the head there when it comes to, you know, if we're able to afford to swim, bike, run with all this fancy gear, the least we can do is try and give back in any way we can through charity. So I'm huge on that. And now, do you guys have a goal set out for the Toronto Triathlon Festival this year for funds raised, or kind of what's the outlook looking like?
Well, you know, you just said, I'm gonna turn back to one thing you said, because every listener out there is likely a triathlete. And one thing about my injury that is so similar with triathlon, and I can make so many parallels about, and I'm sure Jules can and make them as well, is that, you know, when you're competing or training in triathlon, you're working damn hard. And you are sweating, you are sometimes frustrated. Sometimes you're making huge gains, whether it's in the pool, or you're not making gains on the bike and you can't get that half a kilometer per hour faster, or whatever it may be. Or your running is just not as strong after a bike as it is when you just go out for your 10K alone. There's a lot of struggle involved with triathlons and triathlon training. And I went through a lot of struggle. And so having something that you can rely back to keep you moving forward, to keep you positive, you know, I chose I Will. And there's lots of people in Toronto and greater Toronto area that choose I Will as their mantra to push them forward. But I think that whether you choose I Will or anything that you would like, you got to have something to be able to push you through the struggle, because you're not going to be on this perfect chart that goes up and up and up. You're going to take dips. You're going to be like the stock market, where you have a damn good day and you're up 20 points. And then the next day or the next 2 weeks, you have a drop and you're down 50 points and you're thinking you're never going to get back up there. And, you know, one thing that has helped me through something catastrophic is that mantra of I Will. And right. I think that everyone and all of our listeners got to have a mantra. And we'll gladly help you in. As Jules said, you know, what we're about is inspiration. And, you know, if you want to come in and be inspired by us, we would love that. But make sure you have a mantra. So I just wanted to get that out there because I think it's very important.
Perfect. No, I'm glad you touched base on that. And so to reiterate on how big Team I Will has become. Now, you guys have had about just over 900 athletes. And as you mentioned, 35 of which were down at the Toronto Triathlon Festival this year, which is absolutely incredible. I must say, I definitely noticed myself when I was down there. I noticed all the tri kits throughout the race. Like Jules, from your perspective there, racing there, because you were down at the Toronto Triathlon Festival in 2019. Now, what about that event made it so special to you and your teammates that you raced with?
So I would say, honestly, I'm going to build on Rob's point about inspiration and having that mantra. With Rob as our founder and our leader, from Rob's story, we're reminded that there are people out there who aren't able-bodied and can't do what we do. And the number of times I've been in a race, whether it's Toronto Triathlon Festival, Gravenhurst, you know, races where I know I'm racing with Rob and he's out there too. And I've had that feeling where you hit that wall and you're in pain and you're thinking to yourself, like, why do I do this? I can't do this. I literally think like, well, Rob is out there and he's doing it. And like how far he's come, of course I can do this. And I actually do this because I can, so I will. And having that fundraising behind us is, you know, we're raising money so that more people who've been in a position like Rob can make a recovery like Rob has because of the work that Toronto Rehab does. And I think for me, the best part about Toronto Triathlon Festival is we have such a huge turnout of Team I Willers, that kind of boost of positive energy every time I'd see a Team I Will jersey go by or people on the sidelines cheering. I mean, the event is phenomenal in the way that the course is set up, where you get to pass spectators a ton, and having that support and, you know, seeing the jerseys and hearing everybody cheer and the positive energy there of it's a two lap on the Olympic run there. So you pass by people a lot, whether they're on their first lap or their second lap, and just that small, like, you're doing great job, like keep it going, was my favorite part of that event for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's such a great race. And, you know, just to see everyone out there having fun and having a good time and also doing it as a team, again, always coming back to that team environment, it was super fascinating to see that. And I love watching that in a race, and that keeps me going back every single year. So now, I guess for people listening here, just as we mentioned already, you guys raise funds for the Toronto Rehab Foundation. Now, what can listeners do about joining the team or, you know, help support the cause if they feel they want to be a part of this movement and get involved in the Team I Will community?
Well, one thing that is really important to Team I Will is accountability. So what we set up is on our website, if you want to join us, you got to set a goal. And you got to say what your I Will is, and you've got to set a goal of what you'd like to do. So every listener out there that would like to join us, I would encourage you to go on to our website, teamiwill.ca, and sign up and join us and make your I Will for 2020 and make your goal, and we'll hold you accountable to it and make sure that you're motivated, inspired to not only accomplish that goal, but give back to our community. And it's funny because we've been going and doing this for 5 years now, and I've been able to pull up some of those people that have joined. And, you know, one specifically that I remember is a Team I Will member named Kristen. She decided she wanted to run a half marathon, and this was in 2017. And she went out, or sorry, 2018. She went out in 2018 and ran and came 2:02, I believe, and didn't get her goal. But she kept at it. She kept with our community. And this year, or sorry, this past year, she went out, ran a half marathon, and came under her two-hour goal. And I believe it was about 2 years after she had signed up with Team I Will, made that goal, she accomplished it. She didn't do it on the first time, but she stuck with it and did accomplish her goal. And I sent her that form that she'd submitted after she'd accomplished that goal. And it was a moment where you say, wow, look at all the hard work I have done to get here and accomplish my goal 2 years later. It doesn't have, you know, success doesn't happen overnight. Anyone that tells you that is wrong. you know, Kristen worked and worked and worked towards that as a Team I Will member and accomplished her goal. And, you know, for me to see that and see that with many and many, and Jules is one of those as well, that accomplished their goals with us is something incredible. And they all give back as well to the community, to Team I Will community, and to the Toronto community.
Awesome. That story is absolutely incredible to hear. And, you know, I love hearing things like this and seeing the community come together and, you know, everyone reaching their goals together is just absolutely fantastic. And so kind of expanding off that, walking through the process of joining. So you have your I Will reason to join. Now, what would I expect to do once I take action and sign up on the website? How does it work? You mentioned you have a gala. Do you guys have certain races you guys plan to go to? Is there any meetups? And talk a little bit about the kits, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sorry. I always go into a story because I feel it's so much more important than promoting us. But teamiwill.ca is where you go to actually sign up. You can find us on Instagram at Team I Will Canada. And that's really your segue to joining in. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Jules would be the best at answering that question because she's lived it and done it, what to expect. You know, Jules, as she said, jumped in the deep end and really got involved with us. So she knows every aspect of how you can really get involved. But there's, you know, parts, some people just do one part and others do it all. And yeah, Jules, you know, maybe give us a little rundown of what you would say listeners could expect by joining up.
Yeah, so I mean, we don't have like official titles per se, but I'd say at the lowest end of engagement, you could just be a community supporter. So that could look like anything from, you know, supporting us by donating or coming out to our events, which are usually philanthropic in nature. So like the gala, the boot camp, supporting at the marathon, even just coming out and cheering for us. We've got some really cool merch you can buy to, you know, get our team and our brand out there. So that's kind of the lower end. Then if you're looking at a more like involved position, we have a run club that starts up, I believe, in May. We meet weekly, and the format of our run club is really cool. It's evolved over the years, but it's a circuit-based kind of like Tempo Tuesday, as we call it. And the nice thing about that is because we're running a circuit, there's a sense of togetherness where you're all taking off and running the same lap. So it's not like a traditional run club where I think a lot of the fear is like, ooh, am I going to be able to keep up? Is there going to be somebody who's on pace with me? Or you kind of just get so spread out, it stops being as social. Whereas, you know, we're running 1 kilometer laps and all regrouping at the same place to recover. So run club is another option. And then if any of our specific events really interest you, like the gala, the boot camp, the marathon, any of those, each of those teams has a committee of supporters, and you can join the committee from a level that suits you. So you can kind of be a more passive supporter. I believe we meet about once a month on the heavy end as it comes closer to the event, if you want to be really involved. But if you want to take like a lighter approach, that's totally open to do that too. So I'd say the best way, if you're looking at getting involved, is honestly reaching out to any of us that are Team I Will, whether it's me, Rob, there's a whole fleet of everyone. It's probably on the website, right, Rob? You're kind of
member. And that's definitely the more committed end in doing volunteer work, which I obviously promote everyone should do, and they should give back. You know, I did some of it when before I had all this happen to me, but I really had the realization that I should be doing more after this had happened to me. And I applaud anyone who does and give back and push forward. In terms of triathletes, and if you just want to race with us and be a part of our community and train with us, we do training. We're not as formal as a triathlon club, but we do meet once a week leading up towards the Toronto Triathlon Festival in Toronto to run, swim, and bike. We have our own kits that are designed by Pavement Studios, phenomenal kits that fit great, look great. And really, as Jules mentioned earlier, when you are doing a race and you run by somebody that has Team I Will and they give you that encouragement and support, I say it adds your race pace gets increased exponentially by having that positive community and surrounding around you, because you forget about the struggle for a bit and you get excited and inspired by that other teammate that has given you that encouragement.
Absolutely. No, it's so true. And, you know, kind of ending things off with some little bit of motivation here, I got a question for each of you here. Now, this one I think would suit Julia perfect. Now, seeing as she, you know, hosts the motivation 5 days a week with cycling classes, I think this would be really good. So for people out there who are listening who may be uncertain if they're able to accomplish that goal they have or able to complete a triathlon, maybe their Toronto Triathlon Festival coming up is their first triathlon. Now, what would you say to them to help kickstart them in the right direction when they have those moments of doubt or uncertainty if they're able to accomplish that goal?
I think Rob put it really well earlier when he was saying we all have good days, good weeks, bad weeks. And it's really coming down to what your mantra and what your I will is. If you can make that commitment to yourself, like I will run this triathlon, even if you don't make your goal time or you're not like progressing at the rate you're hoping to as you're training, just sticking with it. Honestly, I think mental fortitude is the biggest thing in any kind of stamina and endurance sport. It's having that discipline to show up for your workouts. But I'm going to caveat that and say, like, listen to your body. Sometimes you need a rest and that's okay. You know, there's so many weeks as I'm gearing up for this half Ironman who I'm supposed to be doing 9 workouts a week, but you know, if my knees are hurting and I'm just exhausted, I'm not going to run myself into the ground, and like, I will skip a swim workout. So be okay with that. Listen to your body. And for me, what really helps me is knowing that there's kind of like a bigger purpose than just me in racing, knowing I've got this community, we've got Team I Will, and I truly believe that the work we're doing on the philanthropic end is a lot bigger than us. It's enabling people to get back on their feet again and to be athletes again if they choose to do so. So I'd say, see if you can join a community. The support is huge. Remember what your motivation is and your I Will is, and see if you can find a kind of cause that really resonates with you that'll push you through those valleys to bring you back to the peaks.
Awesome. Actually, I'm really glad you touched base on that, because, you know, I guess we tend to always say, you know, push the limits, which is true. That's what we have to do as triathletes, push the limits. But also making sure that rest there is so crucial. And I noticed that one of my first years in triathlon, I always struggled with just not grasping that concept of getting that rest, because you think, you see all these people who are so fit doing triathlons for so many years, and you think they must have pushed so hard day in, day out. But what you don't see is those rest days and just taking the easy days easy and that sort of thing. So by all means, definitely dig deep for that motivation when you're training hard, but then make sure you complement that with enough recovery and rest, or else you're going to lead to, you know, injuries and sickness and things like that, that will just set you back further. So I'm really glad you touched base on that, Julia. And now, Rob, just kind of one last question for you there. If someone's listening that is struggling to overcome an obstacle of their own, whatever it may be, if it's if it's a mindset struggle, or if it's a health or an injury struggle, what would you kind of like to tell them from your experiences? Maybe it's something that worked for you, or something that someone may have told you while you're going through your rehab process to overcome those hurdles.
Well, yeah, like I said earlier, is, you know, the struggle in triathlon is real. You're going to have it. If you're competing in the sport, you're going to struggle. It's a guarantee. The overwhelming thing that I think I learned is listen to your body. Sometimes rest can be your best friend, not only rest your body because it may be hurting your knee or whatever it may be, but your mind. If you come back with a fresh outlook, that I'm rested, I'm ready to take it on, I'm ready to push that next little bit, you'll be so much stronger from a physical perspective because your mind is there. I went into my journey, you know, I couldn't walk. I couldn't move my legs. I couldn't move muscles. I couldn't move anything in my lower body. And I went into that journey thinking, you know, this is going to be a 90% physical journey and a 10% mental journey. Well, 7 years later, I realized as I was going through this, that it was a 90% mental journey, 10% physical journey. So a lot of people focus on, oh, you know, my body hurts or this or that. Getting your mind clean, clear, positive, refreshed is so important for anyone who really wants to excel and move forward. And that's not coming from a professional triathlete. That's just coming from somebody who has gone through a lot of struggle. And I don't think there's any better way to do that than have a great community around you to support you. To laugh off when you have something funny happen to you in training, or you do fall on your bike, or whatever may happen, to laugh it off with a community, or have somebody to vent to because you can't get your swimming pace up 2 more seconds, under 2 minutes, or under a minute 45, whatever you may be doing, so that your mind is clear and you're not kicking yourself all the time. Because you can get caught up in statistics and stats and Strava and all these things in triathlon. So having a community to bounce things off and to work towards, and there's the triathlon clubs out there, there's Team I Will, there's friends, there's family. Have that network around you to support you so you're mentally clear and ready to move forward and accomplish that goal that you've set out. I think that your physical part is important in this business, but your mind is the greatest asset you can achieve.
Great. That's excellent. I love that. And you know what, Robert and Julia, that's been super inspiring to hear your stories. Thanks so much for letting us in and kind of hearing about this and giving us some motivation to prepare for the year ahead. So now, as we look forward here to Toronto Triathlon Festival for 2020, what can we expect from your team? I assume you guys will be there in full force, raising funds and racing across the finish line in hope for the Toronto Rehab Foundation.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be in our kits. If you want to join us, well, we want you to join us first off, whether you're with a triathlon club, you're racing by yourself, you're whatnot, join us and add that philanthropy portion in, add that community portion in, and add that motivation in to your racing season this year. You can find us at teamiwill.ca or on Instagram at teamiwillcanada. And we want you to be a part of us. Our goal is 50 this year. I think that we can achieve that. And we'd like to raise $25,000 for Toronto Rehab Foundation to go towards creating an iWill clinic that will help people today and give them better odds than I had. And hopefully in the future, give people even greater odds to recover from catastrophic injuries like spinal cord, like stroke, like cardiac, like brain injuries, etc. Toronto Rehab Foundation doesn't just do spinal cord. They have 5 hospitals throughout the city of Toronto and are helping Canadians, thousands and thousands of Canadians, rehabilitate from catastrophic injury. And we want to make those injuries and those people have a better chance.
Perfect. That's absolutely fantastic, guys. And, you know, thanks so much. It's super inspirational. And I'll definitely be seeing you both and as well as the sea of Team I Will jerseys at the Toronto Triathlon Festival this summer. But until then, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Take care and thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Keep racing and pacing, baby.
Yeah, perfect. Take care, guys.
Well, there it is. 2 absolutely inspiring stories of determination, hard work, and courage, and I hope this has helped inspire you to reach your goals. It may not be easy at times, but you've got this, and that feeling of crossing the finish line will make it all worth it. Anyways, guys, I hope to see you down at the virtual Toronto Triathlon event presented by Raymond James, and if you want to learn more about the race, then you can check it out on social media by searching Toronto Triathlon Festival. Please be sure to share this episode with a friend or loved one if you think they could benefit from the inspiring stories told here today. Anyways, guys, happy training and talk to you next time. Cheers.